In this bulletin, emergency warnings as bushfires threaten parts of New South Wales and Queensland. Zimbabwe's president pays tribute to the late leader Robert Mugabe. And in tennis, Ashleigh Barty marches into a second straight US Open women's double final. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Homes in a northern New South Wales town are believed to have been destroyed, and a volunteer firefighter is fighting for his life as several major blazes burn out of control. Police say four residential properties and a shooting range in Tenterfield are thought to have been destroyed in one of the fires. Emergency warnings have been issued for Tenterfield, Drake and Legume in northern New South Wales and Bees Nest near Armidale. In southern Queensland, firefighters who have been battling Queensland bushfires in severe conditions might see a cool change over the weekend, but the fire dangers are expected to remain until the middle of next week. Moving overseas, and Hurricane Dorian has briefly made landfall on the outer banks of North Carolina, hitting a beach resort with powerful winds of 150 kilometres an hour and battering waves days after reducing parts of the Bahamas to rubble. That was far weaker than its slow tour through the Bahamas earlier in the week that caused at least 30 deaths and where hundreds of people are still missing. The rescue effort remains slow, with thousands of residents in the city of Abaco still waiting to be evacuated to the capital.
Yes, I'm ready to get out of here because right now the government of the Bahamas hasn't assisted us as yet, and we have no power, no water, and it's bad. Everything we have lost, everything is damaged.
There was no government organised evacuations yet, with the Royal Bahamas Defence Force assisting some of those affected. The president of Zimbabwe has declared national days of mourning until the former president Robert Mugabe is buried. Speaking in Harare, Emmerson Mnangagwa called Mugabe a commander, a liberator, founder and leader, and listed his achievements from education reforms to land rights and the independence of Zimbabwe. Mr. Mugabe, who died in Singapore on Friday morning, aged 95, was forced to resign in 2017 after a 37-year rule, whose early promise was eroded by economic turmoil, disputed elections and human rights violations. Mr. Mnangagwa paid tribute to Mr. Mugabe.
As we mourn the passing on of our commander, liberator, founder and leader, we remain determined to carry forward the transformation he so fervently desired, including protecting and defending the gains of the struggle for which he made huge sacrifices.
Moving to tennis, and Ashleigh Barty has marched into a second straight US Open women's doubles final. With Victoria Azarenka, the Australian who is already guaranteed to regain her world number one singles ranking after the tournament, crushed Alexandra Sasnovich and Victoria Kuzmova 6-0, 6-1 in their semi-final. It will be Barty's third doubles final at Flushing Meadows after she lost the 2013 showpiece with fellow Australian Casey Delacroix. Let's check out the weather for today. It's sunny in Perth, 22, a shower or two in Adelaide, 14 degrees, cool in Melbourne, showers as well, 12, possible heavy rain in Hobart and 11. It's 11 degrees in Canberra today as well and cloudy, 17 in Wollongong, very windy, much the same in Sydney, 19, windy also for Newcastle and 20. It's sunny in Brisbane and 27, also sunny in Cairns and 29, and it's fine weather in Darwin, 33 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.